Watson Hall presents
The Pirates of Drynax, 2nd edition, with Nick Marsh as the Games Master.
The Trojan Reach, the place where empires die.
An oasis of culture and technology in a dangerous and barbaric sector.
Drynax itself was blasted to ash, leaving the floating palace as the only remaining property of the King of Drynax.
He will give you the Harrier as your ship and more. He will give you a letter of mark and reprisal.
Solitary worlds can't bloody hold out against a God's cursed empire.
You take the Harrier and you cut a bloody swathe across the stars. Every ship in space is your legal prey. We do this right. And we'll show there's life in this old empire yet.
An excellent way to make a lot of money really quickly.
They wanted me to be on the prison blinders and I didn't.
Reaching out pleadingly towards us.
I want to build something that lasts.
Wealth distribution is a perfectly reasonable idea.
Or carve out a new kingdom in blood and steel!
Oh god, that's disturbing. Well, can everyone remember what in the Trojan Reach you were up to?
Oh, not the leading clue. No, we were intercepting a ship that was going to be refueling at a gas giant, we assumed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Marduk.
And you... we have the lady who actually owns the ship. And
owned.
Margaret Lane.
Nobody really owns a ship, do they?
Yeah. Possession, well, however, is...
She is a fabled wealth readjuster, very level-headed and quite professional.
Margaret Lane.
In the course of her career, lose one ship, and it was this one, the Sesendai?
It's literally lost as well.
It was, I think it was repossessed at a spaceport because her crew got careless. It has some things on board that she would rather weren't discovered.
So
she's assuming they haven't been discovered yet because she's not...
It hasn't been all the All-Imperium news.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And so she would like you to intercept them.
Oh, I didn't think the Emperor was that flexible.
Hmm. I think you see, that's how you check whether your caches have been tampered with.
Jeez.
Placing specific compromising photos in them.
Well, she's of the opinion, yes, that for those reasons, she hasn't been discovered already. The Sesendai seem to initially be legitimate traders, but recently she's noticed patterns that suggest they may either be a bit desperate for money, but they've certainly been, like, avoiding starports and getting money from, getting fuel from gas giants and not landing, which has led her to suggest they were probably smuggling something. But it also meant that she knew they were pretty likely to arrive at the gas giant in Marduk just after you got there. So you've been hanging around for 5 days waiting for this ship.
Could I just confirm our objectives? Get the caches, definitely. Obviously, steal anything that's not nailed down. Are we actually trying to recover the ship? She's not interested in the ship. Okay,
I mean, that's up to you. She just needs to get on board. She knows where the cache is. Cash as in C-A-C-H-E.
We don't have the bodies to put a prize crew aboard. She might want to run the ship solo, but I don't think we have any other option if she doesn't.
I mean, anything else you get, that's entirely up to you. What she needs to do is get on board, get the stuff, and that's it. The compromising data. That
easy in, easy out.
Yes.
Cannot possibly go wrong.
Obviously, as reputable, reputable pirates, might want to deliberately try and loot other stuff for appearance's sake, if nothing else.
Well, that's up to you quite how you do it. I mean, you are. I should probably point out, there is a thing, sort of an unofficial code of the stars. Mm-hmm. You don't have to live by particularly, but the basic idea is
don't space the other guys.
Yeah. It's a pain when people steal stuff, and it's annoying. But ultimately, it's probably going to cost more to go out and find pirates than it is worth. If you start committing atrocities, that balance changes. And
I see that as our overall mission as well. What we want to be is a thorn in the side, effectively a tax on trade, which the king can then say, we can replace this with a lower tax paid to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, whereas if you are done all their murders, then the Imperium or the Aslan or the Florian League may be less likely to forgive you.
That is our secondary triumph. End goal. The Imperium of the Aslan unite against us.
That worked so well for Drinex before.
But if they don't know who we are...
Well, it's a funny kind of mix of... You don't really want everyone to be aware who you are, because it'll make your life very hard. But equally, you do want people to be aware that pirates have been pirating... and that they can influence that.
Okay, I haven't thought about
this. But that's a more longer-term plan.
And I'd be interested in your thoughts. Again, as Nick just said, I don't think we need to decide on this necessarily right now. But I see basically a role for two ship and crew personae.
Mm-hmm.
One of which is the anonymous pirates, who are a nuisance but generally not actually deadly. The other... is the happy, friendly Empire Revivers of Drinax, perhaps charmingly naive. But yes, we will come along and help you with your little planetary problem, because we that's the sort of thing a good, friendly Empire does.
I mean, that makes sense to me. I will, as far as that plan goes, I will point out the Drinax Harrier is quite distinctive.
Yes. But, I mean, this was not the only one.
That's also true. That's also true. While you've been, and you've been had plenty of time to think about this, because you're a week in jump space. Mm-hmm. In fact, you've spent 2 weeks in jump space. You left Drinax for Torpol, and then from Torpol to Marduk. You've had 5 days. I am guessing in that 5 days, you yourselves have refueled at the gas giant.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Make too many rolls for that. At some point, when you've done a fair few jumps, I'm just going to say, if you're in a not stressful situation, we're not going to have to roll to do jumps and astrogate and things, but you're still getting used to the Harrier at the minute.
So yeah.
I think we'll leave it at the minute. So, after 5 days of waiting and starting to wonder whether Margaret was right and getting irritated by her general lack of personality, she has a sort of Keir Starmer level of inspiration.
Ooh, that bad, eh?
Next stop, what we hit, we're buying her a ukulele.
Roussein, who is on the sensors. If you recall, you were hiding behind a moon. Ozan had kind of looked at the tactical situation, or the strategic situation, I forget which, probably tactical, and decided that hiding behind a moon at this angle in this place would probably be the best place to... detect a ship, ideally without being detected yourself, probably. Your sensors are on passive. To be honest, active sensors aren't that useful unless you're in a fight in a spaceship, because you need to be actively tracking them.
Well, you learn more.
Yes.
You learn an awful lot more, but you basically
tell them,
I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. Shoot me now.
Also,
shoot
it's
me
much
now.
Better range, so.
Yeah. So for this sort of thing, you best just... waiting. Roussein notices a jump, a ship dropping out. I was going to say a jump point opening. That's not really what happens. It's someone just drops out of jump space. We're not in Babylon 5. And I think you made your sense roll, so we won't repeat that.
It might be terminology. You know, people might throw around the term. We've detected a jump point. You know, it's the point where someone's jumping out. You know, it's viable.
That's entirely up to you. How you could even say stat or something exciting along those lines.
Oh gosh,
it's a little beyond the 100.
Six high.
Yes,
there you go. It's a little beyond the 100 diameter jump limit of the gas giant, which you're within currently. It is. I will tell you. It is. About 1,000-ton vessel, which is roughly what your ship is. I forget. It's a 200D-ton ship, I think.
So it's your standard... I don't think they make merchants smaller than that, though, that you get scouts and stuff at 100.
Yes, that's right, yeah. So, and it is... let me There is a list here of what you pick up on a scan.
Would you perhaps like an electronics operation sensors roll?
Well, you've already made that, so I'll tell you. I mean, you can. You made it by 4, which was quite good.
Oh, fair enough.
Because I listened back to the last episode.
Ooh, hark at him.
Aye.
What's with this
it's
professionalism?
It's a size rank 8 ship, which is the same as yours, regardless. Yeah, it's about 1,000 normal tons. Acceleration, at the minute, it's accelerating up to about 1G. You don't know whether it's maximum speed or not. And it's got standard M drives.
How does that fit the target profile?
That would be a some sort of trader.
The specific target profile of the ship that we're waiting for.
Yes, it certainly fits all those, all those. But what you're looking for is a Far Trader called the Sendai. An Empress Morava class, for those of you...
The classic Far Trader.
Yes. We don't have John here to make a Fart Raider joke.
So in terms of out-of-character thing, I would guess that if they are flying to... I would imagine that refueling from a gas giant is something that will potentially leave you vulnerable, so that we might tactically want to try and lurk until they start scooping, assuming that's what they do.
You don't just fly through and you're done. It takes several hours, depending on how good a pilot you are.
Yeah,
and you could either fly into the gas giant and just sort of fly around, but most people prefer to do, like, swoop, turn around and swoop back out, partly because you're less vulnerable doing that, in a way, partly because you're less exposed to radiation and you're less likely to fly into rocks and things. It doesn't make a lot of difference, but people just have a preference for that kind of swooping behaviour. The ship is moving towards the gas giant and, by extension, towards you, but not directly towards you.
Is she showing a transponder?
She's not transmitting to anything.
Okay, they know they're not supposed to be here.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, we're not transmitting either, but we know we're not supposed to be here.
She's certainly not contacting, you know, the starport at Marduk.
No, sorry.
Some distance away.
Sorry, for clarification, and I spend way too much time in this sort of technology space. The transponder is the automatic system which will say, this is ship serial number X, identification Y, so that kind of thing.
You ping it and it... Is that an active...
We are
you
not
ping
pinging
it. And
it
pings back. So this is just automatically beeping out. This is the whatever. Regardless, yes, they're not doing that, which means, yes, they have probably switched it off.
Mm-hmm.
Which means, yes, they're probably trying to keep...
Seems like our bandit.
Trying to keep a bit quiet. Again, the chances of someone spotting them here anyway are pretty slim. Unless someone was lurking behind a wound waiting for them.
Who would do such a thing?
And Margaret sits down in one of the squeaky chairs, slightly tired. The chair, not Margaret.
I mean, she might be tired. I mean, we've been waiting for 5 days.
And looks at her sensor screen, but doesn't say anything. Taciturn is Margaret.
I rolled to see how I was doing with meditating while we hung around for the ship, and I've just rolled my only critical success of the campaign.
So you are fine. In fact, you're so meditative you can't be roused for the entire game.
I don't know, my danger sense might ping.
It isn't pinging. You've never quite...
I'm not consciously aware I have danger senses.
I have... Oh, that's a good point. I'm going to open up your character. But yes, I will try and let you know if you are in danger. It's not pinging yet, but you're not sure about the distance. All you know is you get a sense something's going wrong.
I assume someone comes and prods me and, like, Ozan's staring off into space again.
Well, over to you. The ship is flying. Fairly soon, it'll be sort of out of the shadow of... So what you've detected is sort of bouncing things off the gas giant... light and energy signatures. Fairly soon it will pass the moon and be heading towards the gas giant itself, probably within 40,000 kilometres or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you will probably get a visual at that point. Anything you wish to do?
Madam, were there enhanced sensors on this ship when you had her?
No. We just used it for... it was literally a trade. We just used it for moving things back and forth. One of many caches that we had.
So what I'd like is a course that will let them see us just as they're at the bottom of their skim and least able to manoeuvre.
Super. Okay, well, I would suggest what you're going to need is a navigation roll to, one, work out exactly where they're going, assuming they don't change course, and then, two, plot a course that is the most stealthy way of doing that. And that'd be space navigation, not hyperspace.
Mm-hmm. What does this big red eject button do?
Let me get some... paracetamol.
That's a beautiful combination of roles.
So spectacular. It might be
the zero G toilet.
Why is it that way around?
I do have navigation space as well, if you would like me to.
Well, we probably have time to each try for a solution and then pick whichever one looks best.
Yeah. I guess it probably depends how he's interpreting the crit failure.
Sure.
I mean, bearing in mind I'm the engineer, but I'm quite good at... I've been around the space stuff for a while. So I've rolled 11 and my skill is 15, so...
I'm guessing you're still groggy from the meditation then.
That's probably it.
Yeah. What did you actually roll?
17.
Well, that's a critical fail in anyone's money.
So we were actually talking about this, Nick, because there's more than one of us has got that skill.
I was going to say, so Azan plots a course and pops it up on the view screen ready for Sam to follow. Does anyone else know anything about navigation?
Yes, I've got a skill of 15 in it.
Okay.
I have 13.
Well, it's... To be honest, just a simple roll, because it is such a glaring cock-up.
Look, I put coordinates to the target. I may have hit the centre of the sun instead of the centre of the ship.
Passed by 8.
Right. Rosane's kind of frowns a bit as it pops up on the scanner. And Jaffa is like... That's going to take us into the centre of the gas giant, isn't it?
Have you got those two the wrong way around?
Oh, this is a tough old ship. I'm sure she can take it.
What's a minus sign? Yeah.
Would you like me to give you a bit of help?
Do you want to just run this again?
It's actually quite an archaic system. You're not really used to it, Azan.
He's also better at this than me.
Okay, so I've rolled 10 under 15, so I make it by 5.
Yeah, that looks better. So Sam didn't set off. You haven't cocked anything up. Sam looks round. Are we good?
Is everyone happy with that one?
Let's do it.
Okay, I shall then shuffle back to the engineering station.
Azan, that was such a cock-up. I'm going to give you a character point because you have learned something from that utter disaster.
Excellent.
Okay, the ship sort of passes into visual range. It is definitely an Empress Morava class far trader.
Can we see the name?
Doubt it.
I mean, they have pretty good telescopic vision on it. If you succeed, like, by 8 on a sensors roll, you can just about get it in range to read what's on the side of the ship.
Well, fair enough. I'll give that a shot.
To be fair...
It's very difficult.
You have
quickly.
A fighting chance.
Yeah, but I rolled a 12 against 14, so...
Okay.
I swear, he gets it in view. It comes up on your screen, but it's just too blurry to read. You can't quite enhance it enough. It's pretty special that he got it there at all, but no, you can't. But as it zooms in, Margaret says, "That's it. That's the one."
Okay, I think we're going in with ECM running.
Yes. Now, have we worked out power? because I didn't convert that. I deliberately left it the same as the Traveller system.
Hmm.
Which means, did you repair the power plant? I think you did.
I'm using your latest stats, which I assume accounts for current damage levels.
Did you apply those, Nick?
So the power plant on your Harrier doesn't really apply to, because I'm using different, I'm not using the power points from GURPS spaceships. I'm using the power in the Harrier section. So, let's just underwater operation.
We didn't do the maneuver drive.
No, we didn't.
No,
we
did the power plant and the hull.
Right, so the power plant.
No, thought we did power plant and the
the holographic.
Holographic thing,
Yeah, that's the hull. Sorry.
Yes, sorry.
Yeah.
Holographic. No, the hull is also damaged.
Yeah, it's micro fractures. Yeah. We did the hologram.
We haven't done that.
Yeah.
Right, let me just remind myself what you repaired it up to. I think it's up to 260, which is probably a good idea. So it's worth making a note of this, but your power plant produces 260. So, to run maneuver drives is 120.
Okay.
Your basic ship systems are 40.
Hang on, let me bring a spreadsheet.
This is a bit spreadsheety, isn't it? Maybe that's why GURPS spaceship doesn't do it.
The GURPS spaceship's much more like...
I'll let you run spreadsheets.
Okay, short version is we don't need to charge the jump drive. There is no point in doing that. Okay, so what, we're just not
what are we on? 260?
Make a note.
260 available.
Yeah.
260 available.
Maneuver drives, that's all of the maneuver drives, of which you've got four, is 120.
That's for the full 6G.
Yes.
We probably want to keep that at the moment.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, if you need to slow down. Basic ships, basically life support and running the ship is 40.
So 160. What about holographic hull?
That, I'm afraid, is 100.
That's our full comp.
Your jump drive would be 40. Sensors will be 8.
There's also the whole particle beam thing.
The particle beams are 15.
Oh, very, very affordable.
If you get missiles, they cost almost nothing. I think it's 1 for missiles.
Well, we don't have them yet anyway.
And if you had any low berths running, they also cost 1. Uh-huh. That would cover pretty much everything.
Okay, so we're going to need to slightly drop
now,
the drive to fire.
Is your engineer in a fight can coax more power out of the engine if you're desperate.
Well, the stock Morava pulls 1G, so...
Yeah, so you're already 6 times faster than it.
So going in at, as it might be, 3, will make it clear that we have the superior manoeuvrability. Which, can we assume, linear power to thrust?
Yeah. So that
gives us 60 back. How does that look? Sorry, I'm not being the captain from Sunday afternoon, okay?
I think
the captain from Sunday afternoon, and you're doing it rather well.
We were really good. Mark, I think you're probably best keeping an eye on the numbers, because you're the engineer, so you'll be the one that will be fiddling with them during the fight. But you can see why it probably was a good idea to repair the power plant. You'd be playing with like 190 otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, Sam throttles up to 3G.
Mm-hmm.
As they start to make their first dive into the gas giant, he attempts to get as close as possible, following Jaffa's suggested trajectory. So we're going to need a pilot high-performance spacecraft. We've got a great trajectory. He's just trying to do it quiet-like. I guess how well he succeeds by will tell us how close you get, potentially, before they notice. So does someone want to make Sam's pilot roll?
7.
He's got 15.
So he's made it by 8.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to put a lot of juice into it. I mean, basically, there's very little. If you want to catch them, you're going to catch her. There's not much they can do about it.
Well, we can at least up another G without me needing to do anything.
Well, let's just hold that in reserve. My plan here is to appear closer than they thought they were expecting anybody, because their senses are going to be confused by the gas giant and high-speed passage, whereas we're a few hundred K higher and at lower atmospheric pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And get on the comm and issue them a friendly invitation.
So, you're pretty confident you get to, let's see, what do you make it by? 7, Sam?
8.
8, okay.
I rolled 7, so if your skill is 15, you made it by 8.
It would really help if I could remember the ship or the name of the ship.
What, your ship?
Sendai.
No, their ship.
The Sosendai.
I can spell it for you tonight. Shim, you did your best stab, but I didn't spell it for you last time. It is the Sisendai, C-I-C-E-N-D-A-I.
C-I-C-E-N-D-A-I. Ah, okay, I had it as Sosendai.
Yes, which is what I said. You get to... GURPS spaceships is very abstract, so you don't do particular... ranges, but in GURPS terms, you get to short range.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think they've spotted you. I am just going to make a quick sensors check on their part. Okay. So you are within probably 1,000 kilometers of them at this point,
mm-hmm.
within range of your particle beams. You can try and get closer, even closer if you like, or you can hail them from here. They have not said anything to you. They have not altered course. They seem to be just diving into the... So are you waiting outside, or are you following them in?
I think we're following them in, but higher.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, shall we threaten them? I mean, sorry, I don't mean to...
It seems appropriate. I mean, the two main options available are threaten them or... unleash a barrage of particle beams, and I feel a friendly threat is...
Your other option is trying to get right up their ass before you do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up to you.
Let me see. I would like to see what my tactical thing thinks. That is dead on.
Dead on your tactics.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the closer you can get without them seeing you, the better. But obviously the closer you get, the more likely they are to see you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, which, again, they might not be able to do anything about it, but surprises is a wonderful thing. Assuming they haven't seen you already, and they're not just playing cool.
Can we ask Margaret, is there anything like a sensor, like a gap in the sensors at all, from coming from behind?
Ooh, that's a good question. That is a very good question.
Presumably they'll have done a fair bit of maintenance since she was last aboard, but...
Yes, assuming it's
assuming
still...
that they have a standard setup.
Well, let's see. And you're asking Margaret specifically. I'm just going to have to look at a skills list.
There might be something like piloting to just know about the ship or something like that for her. I mean...
Or maybe engineer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got to give her a 12 in whatever skill it is. It wasn't her. Best thing, but she's very familiar with the ship. Do you know, all these old Maravas, particularly that one, we had endless trouble with the you know, if you approach at 30 degrees, I reckon you might be able to just... So she gives you a little bit of advice. It's worth a try. I can't guarantee it, but if they're focused on the front, you might just get away with it. It's a good question.
Guns, let's warm up that particle beam, shall we?
Who is Guns at the moment?
That's a good question. Do you have anyone on Guns?
Who is good with particle beams?
I'm good with a beam weapon pistol. I don't think I actually took...
We did establish that somebody was competent as a gunner. I know it's not...
Is it Sam?
Sam might be, but... I mean, and again, if you're fixing the turret forward... Mm-hmm. He can certainly shoot it. Yes.
She was going to shoot for us this time.
I don't recall.
I'm sure.
And I just listened to it. But I don't think she would do such a thing. He is a pretty good gunner, Sam. So he can flip the switch. Do you want me to get a bit closer?
Or... Yeah, my thought here is when they start to react to us, which will be fairly obvious because there's only one thing you do when you're on a skim run.
Mm-hmm.
Stick some particles across their bows and then I have a chat with them.
Okay, well, does someone want to roll Sam's piloting? He's at +2 because of Margaret's advice.
Mm-hmm.
+2 effective skill, I should say, not +2 to the roll, which would give him 17.
Since you're on a roll...
Right, let's have a roll. Not so good. So that's 14.
Okay, so you get within close range.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get up to point blank because as you approach, you're within maybe 200 kilometres at this point, probably something along those lines. The Marava suddenly starts sort of pulling up out of the atmosphere.
Okay, I'll hail them. And let's have that shot across their bows.
Okay. Sam is aiming to miss, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Wait. Let me work out. You're at close range.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you some modifiers.
Sam has bloodthirsty and compulsive murdering.
What? You said... All right, we add their size modifier, which is 8. We take off add the accuracy, which is -3. So that'll be 5. You're at close range, so we take off 4. That's +1. You're not really attacking that, so... +1. Okay, so effective skill of... What was his gunner? 14.
Yeah, it makes sense. +1, because you want to make it... You're not just trying to miss, you're trying to make it look good.
That's it, you're not just firing off into this.
Yeah, missing is easy. Missing okay, convincingly
so
is good.
So I've rolled 10, so it makes it by 4.
Not only does he misses in a frightening way that makes it look like he was aiming for their manoeuvre drives.
So shoots over the top of the manoeuvre drive in a... Oh, wouldn't it be a shame if you just happened to crash into
nice
the gas giant?
Nice manoeuvre drives you have here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely place to be stuck.
Sir Sendai, you might want to talk to us.
What the hell are you doing? State your name and position. This is the peaceful Far Trader. It does have a couple of laser turrets, I should put in there.
Mm-hmm.
This is a peaceful... we're on a trading mission.
Made the comms by 5 to... Get that established, by the way. So Sendai, this is the Widow of the Abyss. Incidentally, Rusen is talking in a much thicker accent than you've heard him talk before. he doesn't do disguise or voice disguise or anything, but...
It could be me, who sounds like Metal Mickey.
And we'd like to have a quiet word with you out here where there's nobody around to interfere.
Tweaky, I think I should be.
Well, that would normally be a reaction roll, unless you want to substitute it with some other...
I would like to use my intimidation skill.
That seems fair enough. Because you're so close, I'm going to give you +2, and because of the warning shot, I'm going to give you another +2.
Okay, I get +2 from my own native charisma.
Charismatic intimidator.
And now, here is the GM's call. I'm clearly a Vargr.
Right.
That could count for +2 or -2 to the intimidation, depending on how they feel about
intimidation.
I'm not asking you. I'm just going to tell you what I make it by, and you can apply that.
Okay.
18.
But that was a roll of 6 against an effective skill of 19, so...
Ooh.
Probably...
They have shat themselves, officially.
It goes quiet for a bit. You suspect there's some discussion going on.
I know gas giants are smelly, but it shouldn't smell like that.
a different voice comes over the communicator.
Surrender. Don't kill me, please.
This is Captain Jack Slimo of the Sesendai, human female by the sounds of it. What do you want? We don't mean any trouble. Look, we just want to get out of here. Just tell us what you want.
That's fine. If nobody does anything stupid, we can all go home and sleep in our own beds tonight.
Or on your bed, or on your ship.
All right, look, we don't want any
or
trouble.
On your ship, Buck.
we don't have much.
Just think of this as a customs inspection.
Okay, we're coming out of the atmosphere. We won't try anything.
And I would like us to be in formation with them as they do that.
Yeah, that's fine. They're not trying to evade, so you can
and we
follow
have
them
way more acceleration than they do.
Yeah, so. if they suddenly slam their foot down, then they're not going to get very far. Okay, you kind of get into. Do you want to be in orbit or even further out than that?
Orbit of the gas giant, I think, makes sense.
All right. Okay, just don't. God, don't kill anyone. Okay, look, we're not doing well. Just don't
take
everything.
Why would we kill people who are cooperating?
Meedy. We're pirates, not savages.
Are you going to say beady before you say
it, sucker?
Some of us are pirates and savages.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, but you're the better sort of savage.
Let's have a census check from Racine.
Passed by 3.
Okay, nothing funny going on the census. They don't seem to be trying anything unusual. They come to a... Not a halt, but, you know, into an orbital position which you may mate with, if you wish. Are you coming on board? Do you want us to just eject something, or...?
No, we'll come over and have a nice, friendly discussion.
Okay, there's 5 of us on here. Where do you want us?
Oh, why don't you meet us at the dorsal lock?
That's a good question, because where does... Because presumably Margaret doesn't want them to know where the cache is.
Yeah, we can move them around
inside
the
ship. It's not
going to
matter once she's emptied it, is she?
Once they know, I don't mind. But it's a fair point. I'd rather they didn't see me. It's in the near the captain's cabin.
Yeah, we probably don't want them to know that we knew a specific place had a thing already, perhaps. So, yeah.
Let me just see if I can pull up a Morava deck plan. I'm sure I ought to have one somewhere.
I've got a Beowulf. There might be one in the Modern Traveller. They do these very pretty 3D maps, which are less useful than a 2D map.
It's like those isometric battle maps and things. And you're like, this is very beautiful, but I cannot use it.
Yes, exactly. failing that, we can use a Beowulf, if that becomes relevant.
That sounds promising.
Now, you don't have a, you don't have a launch or anything, so you're just going to mate with with a kind of,
for the moment,
a wobbly
snake in
poker.
Yeah, the Morava is in High Guard, apparently.
Oh, I have a Morava. Let me screenshot that and drop it into Signal.
I'm just keeping it on my other screen over here anyway.
I think that's Morava.
You know, we should probably all invest some of our skill points at some point in terrible accents.
Well, I mean,
one of you is winning with the.
I have awful basically voice. A disturbing are voice. Are you going there? As my actual issue.
Yeah, you do.
So
yes, could you get me that?
Yes, so I sound like Metal Mickey anyway.
The advantage of terrible accents is that they don't have to be remotely convincing. They just have to be very distracting from what your actual accent might be.
Jimmy, you've discovered my entire...
It's how I live my life.
Yeah. Mind you, we were playing on Sunday.
Dropped the deck plan.
And it took me...
Into Signal.
Over an hour
to realise that one of the characters' name was Braid.
a Southern American accent.
Not Braya. Bless her.
You kept thinking we had a female Marine with us.
Yes, I was convinced that she was Braya. Which made sense, because...
It did, yeah.
But she was Bray, and she was dropping the D spectacularly.
So, standard locks on a Morava report in starboard. Let's go for the starboard lock, and then we can go straight to the hold from there.
Sounds good.
Okay.
And once we've met them, we can usher them into a suitable... into quarters or whatever for... We probably want to leave someone at the helm, I suppose.
Well, let's leave Sam at the helm.
I meant of their ship.
Well, no.
To keep it in position.
That's up to you.
I don't. I don't know what's necessary.
Not for the time that. I mean, it's in a degrading orbit because all orbits, by definition, are degrading.
Yeah.
But some are more degrading than others.
But it's going to take. It would take at the worst hours, more likely to be.
Let's suggest you not park it in a 5-minute degrading.
Oh. It's not in a power dive.
Well, here's your problem, mate. You're parked in a 5-minute degrading orbit.
As far as you're aware... I'm
seeing classic Mongoose proofreading quality. Well, item number 5 is the cargo bat.
Well done, Mongoose.
So here's some people who tried to steal your cargo.
Okay. You pull alongside. This is all fairly stress-free so far.
Let's give them an active ping as we're coming in, just in case there's anybody else trying to hide away from the airlock.
Okay, let's have a... So that's a kind of a bioscanner kind of role.
Well, infrared more than anything else. And shielded sections are going to hide that. This is by no means a guarantee of finding anything, but let's just have a look just in case.
Give it a go.
And I will roll a 17, so no.
There's probably roughly five people on board, maybe.
Is this not meant to come off?
Okay. All right, you...
they do that sometimes.
It was worth a try. But you pull up alongside within, a few hundred metres, less than that. Mm-hmm. Someone's got to extend the... There is a word for the kind of cock.
Umbilical.
Thank you.
Realises that you're not actually there.
Extrude the umbilical.
Yes.
It sounds so much better than ovipositor.
Ooh.
I won't have a roll for it, because you don't cock it up so disastrously that you can't try again. Are they just standard airlock things?
The airlock fitting is fairly standard.
It's by definition, you tend to try and have a universal one throughout every different race and stuff as well.
It makes sense. If you want to get rescued...
If you need to be rescued, you need to actually be able to do...
Yes,
to
if they were actual
together.
Completely alien aliens, you might be in trouble. But yes, this is fine.
I'm sure the Kukri ones are not compatible. They would not deign to be rescued by anybody else. And they certainly wouldn't rescue them.
Go right through the umbilical. Okay, you have the umbilical dock. Sam is at your helm. Where have you asked them to gather?
By the airlock.
By the airlock. So on this...
Unarmed, please.
On the starboard side.
Beady, beady, unarmed, please. I wasn't going to bother with that. Overconfidence.
Okay, question. Do you want someone who is good at fighting to go out first, or do you want me to go out first so that the people who are good at fighting can shoot anyone who tries to attack me?
I was planning to go out first and shoot anything who looks at me the wrong way.
You are welcome to do so.
Oh, thank you.
I'll go a second if you want.
I'm going out, but my gun is holstered, but the holster is open, so I can basically fast draw.
Mm-hmm. Margaret runs up to you panting with a couple of beers just to get you started.
Do bear in mind that the Gauss core is pretty much a bullpup assault rifle sort of size weapon. I think you sling it more than holster it.
Yeah, I'm not going to take my big gun. I'm just going to take my little blaster.
You weirdo. I'm taking the Gauss core, loaded with slugs. If I could have a little sign on it that said, loaded with slugs, I would be using it.
Are you any more communications, or are you just heading out to the airlock?
We'll keep the channel open, but unless they talk, I don't think we need to talk anymore.
Are you vaccinated?
Can I just point out, yeah, old chap? Those go out at, and I will give them a muzzle velocity. The armour on the outside of the ship is, and I will give the thickness. When that goes through that, there will still be enough. This is why we generally tend to use those strange things called ceramic shots inside the ship.
Be fine, you're in vac suits. You approach the airlock around the side. Is the little insignia of the Sesendai? No allegiance. It's out of. It's out of. It's a great little thing that I've made, but I can't actually read it because it's too dark. It's out of Pornell. Or at least that's where it's registered.
Cool.
Okay, you're at the airlock.
Is Pornell a main registration place for a load of ships, or a...
Not particularly, no. But it's also a bit of a backwater, and if you had to register somewhere that didn't matter too much, you might use somewhere like that.
Cool. Okay.
Cool, cool.
Shite. Bear with me.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Are you ringing it up and...
No. I just dropped a red hot bulb on my hand, but I will dip my finger in my beer and all is well.
Okay. Just keep it there for 10 minutes. He says to the medic.
That would be ideal. I'll keep it there until it stops hurting. Right. You're at the outer airlock. You're in radio control, not radio control, contact with Sam and with the, you've kept the channel open, so the, Captain, Slimo, comes across. We're on the corridor outside the airlock.
Righto, coming through. Don't do anything stupid or heroic. I have a word for heroes at Vargra Corsair School. It's two words. It's Memorial Wall.
Okay. I'll hold the cutlass. I feel like the cutlass just gives that slightly intimidating look. So this guy's just got a pointy stick. What does he know?
I shall walk in with a swagger and then sound like Metal Mickey when I actually start talking to him.
Right, so cycle through.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you get into the airlock.
Weapon drawn.
Close it behind you. Open the other side.
Danger sense, by the way. Just.
Yes.
In case of ambushes.
Thank you, very helpful.
I'll stop doing that when we...
No, it's really helpful. I've got it on my spreadsheet, but
yeah,
still easy to forget, as long as with...
I was really torn about taking it for exactly that reason. It's GM overhead.
Well, you'll have to remind me.
Yeah, exactly.
If I forget it, I don't mind. Oh, shit. Okay, back in the beer. We'll have to...
colder beer over here.
Well, it's getting warmer now. Because
more beer.
Gin.
I don't mind retrofitting, rewinding if I've forgotten.
It's fine.
Okay. It opens into a fairly shoddily maintained, obviously centuries old, Far Trader. You've seen many of them if you've done any travelling. It's been maintained, but in the way that we're not going to die, rather than let's keep the...
Are you keeping your hydroponics up?
There are four people in the corridor. Mm-hmm. All human. Mm-hmm. The captain is a slightly squat woman who walks towards you with her hands up. Look, we don't want any trouble, okay?
Well, I know I'm just a dumb doggy, but I could have sworn you said five.
Yeah, Melkor is... He said he was just getting something, but, he'll be back. None of us want any trouble.
Well, I'm really glad to hear that.
He's not a hero, is he?
Beady, beady.
I hope not. Look, we don't want... Look, he just said he needed to get something from his cabin.
Whereabouts would that cabin be?
just down the ladder below us.
I'm looking at this, trying to work out where things are.
I'm looking at the 3D map in Highgard, and as far as I see it, we're coming in on the lower deck where we have bridge and a few cabins, and most of the cabins are above.
Yeah, okay, sorry. You're right, that deck too is above, not below. Mm-hmm. She points to
up. She points up, not down.
A ladder. Points up, just up there.
Want me to take a look?
Why don't the four of you go into the cabin just by the bridge, and then we can all keep an eye on each other?
Us four?
Yes.
She points at herself. She looks at the others. Yeah, sure. Do you want us to lock it?
Sorry, hang on a sec. Sorry, real world check. The cache is near the captain's cabin, right?
I think near the captain's cabin.
That's clearly going to be the cabin just after the bridge, therefore not the cabin we want to lock them into. Let's cross the hold, go to the cabins on the other side, and lock them into one of them.
I thought we could have just left them here, but...
Small rooms would be good.
As they're about to go in, she leaned to Rusain, who has been a main point of contact. We're in really hard times, okay? Just don't... Leave us something, right? Leave us something.
You know, we could talk about a job.
Sorry?
Well, I mean, clearly this whole mostly honest merchant gig isn't working out for you.
A tough road to hoe. And I know hoes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Definitely. She genuinely seems interested in something that will not only save a life, but potentially have opportunities.
Okay, I will keep an eye on the ladder while you are leading them to this room. Just anti-heroism.
So you're staying by the ladder, Mazan. Mm-hmm. Jaffa? Not at all creepy, Jaffa.
Not at all creepy, beady.
Maybe two of you to get them to that room and lock them in.
You are horrified at the electrics, state of the electrics on this ship, Jeff.
I am talking about their hydroponics. I'm talking about their electronics.
Hydroponics.
Nobody's serviced their gusset rack in the engine for at least 10 years, you can tell. You know, some of the lights are browning out a bit, and that really shouldn't be happening.
It's supposed to be physically impossible.
How
do you get a Jordani to service these or something? Wow.
How have you got it to this state?
Sorry, just talking.
How? I am going to be talking to them and basically...
That the whole time.
Yeah.
It's a relief to them to be locked into the cabin. Captain Slimo is genuinely... You know, I don't know if that was a genuine offer or not, but she's certainly open to morally flexible things.
I mean, we don't have a lot we can offer right now, but... Clearly, we have to build up a fleet, and you've got to start somewhere.
Why not?
You think you may, depending on how the rest of the mission goes, you may be able to call upon her services in the future.
I mean, that's what it's like when you're top dog.
Is there anything
you do the dog jokes first, so no one else does.
Is there anything I can do to fix this ship?
Oh, yeah, you could. I mean, it would take you... an hour to put them in a much better position already.
I look at... Roger, my brain's gone dead. What's your character's name again?
Rusain.
I look at Rusain. Could you just give me an hour? I just need to go to engineering for a little bit.
Yeah, keep your suit sealed, mate.
And I'm off in engineering. I'm basically...
Okay, you toddle off to the back of the ship and start tinkering.
Sorry, as we crossed the hold to get to the cabins we've locked them into, presumably we had some idea of what's in the hold. What does that cargo look like, if any?
Oh, so you've gone right through the hold.
Well, that's what it looks like to me.
It's a full... We might have different maps. Good old monkey. You... I will go with your map, Roger, but... It is a full cargo hold. There are crates and crates.
Any shipping codes? Any idea what's in them?
Yeah, if you take a little while examining them.
I admit I do not have freight handling. I obviously should have got it. My characters in this sort of game usually do. But
that would be what I'd ask for. I suppose the other option would be computer operations to download a manifest or something, if that is accurate.
I can do a freight handling roll on my way.
You can do a freight handling
roll. Yeah, okay. You'll be walking through there to get to engineering anyway, so.
Yeah.
Let's have a freight handling. You know how to sort of tap the LCDs on the side to bring up what they are.
Right, where's me? Just one moment, caller. What have I got that on? That's on there, isn't it, by definition? No, it isn't.
Oh, the problem with this is I'm also drinking the beer, which is healing my injury. Oh, the quandary.
Where are we? Freight handling. I've got freight handling of 12. And I have rolled 12. So a flat, straight, yes. Flat.
Yeah, okay. There are kind of big, bulky, more fabric than anything, crates of raw ore. You reckon probably about roughly half the cargo here, which is about 250 tons of stuff. About half of it is raw ore that you reckon is slightly rarer ore, probably halogen rich ore, but it's going to need refining. Consequently, it's not worth a ton. I mean, it is. I mean, it's literally worth it.
The bulk of value.
It's not. It's not going to be a lot. It's going to need a lot of refining. So it's very bulky. Not worth a ton. Not worth a lot. I should avoid using the word ton. Most of the rest of the cargo. In fact, all of the rest of the cargo, as far as you can see, is a special kind of syrup called super syrup, which is a really kind of sweet, kind of syrup, synthetic syrup that is really sticky, quite unpleasant, really smelly, vegetarian, it probably work as a super glue at a pinch, but it's, they use it in some cocktails on some world, it's not to your taste, Rosane. In fact, it'll probably melt your voice box if you try to drink some of it.
Perhaps that will happen to you. That's what's happening.
Yeah, exactly, yes. Yeah. It'd be worth more than the ore.
But it's not what you, not your classic.
It's
not your classic basic. High value, low bulk. I mean, we have indications that these guys have been smuggling, and this is not the shit you smuggle.
Exactly. Yeah, this is what you would call like basic manufactured goods. It's not illegal, unless you're an ultra-religious anti-syrup sect. No one's going to be particularly upset about
the anti-syrups.
The bureaucrats of Pisardi have banned joy in all its forms. Your job is to bring them Fat Tuesday.
It would net you a bit if you got the whole lot, but your cargo hold, one, wouldn't fit most of this stuff. And to,
This is too legit for what they've been doing. They are hiding something.
Yeah.
Correct.
Whether we have the time to search for it, that's another matter. Next priority for me is, either I will do it, or if Margaret wants us to call her over and she will do it, let's find that cash.
She'd like to keep it a bit secret if possible, but it's not the end of the world. So you've locked them in. She heads down to the corridor outside the captain's cabin, kneels down.
I will happily step away and only come back when there is a zap and a sort of orc sound of a body falling over.
and a sort of niche opens up in the floor, and she picks out a few data cubes. Is that what you're having, Traveller? Is it crystals, cubes? Some data storage device, and a little lockbox. Clearly, something in it. something valuable. Ozan, you are by the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
That funny feeling you get that you've had before that tends to indicate to you something dangerous is about to happen.
Mm.
You start to get that tingling feeling.
I will step away from the ladder in a sort of, is it a kind of open ladder or like a tube? What sort of?
It's a sort of half enclosed tube. So the top half, you mm-hmm. sort of climb into a kind of pipe, if you like, mm-hmm. and then the bottom is exposed.
So to speak. When one is climbing down, obviously. I will step away from it in such a way that anyone, you know, dropping anything or firing anything down it will not immediately be able to hit me.
Okay.
And do we have... Are we, you know, comlinked?
We're all in our
double checking.
So you step to one side.
Not too happy about this, folks.
You say not to, and then there is a huge clang as a figure in an armoured vac suit drops to the bottom of the ladder. They're carrying a laser rifle or suit. What would a marine?
Sexy.
Navy Marine carry and have taken home at the end of their tour of duty. Probably a laser rifle or similar.
Plausibly. Sorry, I think I need to share this deck plan with you because it feels as if it might be getting a bit tactical.
Yeah, that would be helpful. Mm-hmm. Let's go with the one Roger has.
Let me just bring in the good old map server.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not a GM with a map server. To my chagrin.
And that. There you go.
Yeah. Ooh, shiny.
Oh yeah, it's a similar, but not at all the same setup as the one. Maybe I sent you a Beowulf map. I think I maybe did. Okay.
That is the Morava out of Highgard.
Yeah, that looks more like the shape of a Morava, so that seems fair.
Anyway, mm-hmm. as I see it, we've got basically two hatches this might be. There's one in engineering and there's one near the captain's cabin.
So this one's near the captain's... Where's the hatch?
It's the bit that, with the green thing going up, I think, showing the connection.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. So I assume I stepped to the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I've got a clear passage.
Well, there is a little red line, isn't there? So you're in a slightly different section of the corridor.
Yeah, the question is the hatch open? Leading to the corridor outside the captain's cabin.
You would have left it open unless you particularly wanted to shut it.
Okay, so it's probably just Ozan for now.
So coming down that green section of ladder, it's hard to tell whether a bulky fellow or not, or a felless.
Mm-hmm. A figure.
A bulky figure.
They make green armour in two sizes, too large and too small.
It's not a battle suit, but mm-hmm. Armoured vac suit.
Okay.
And they were expecting to land on your head, so they're a bit surprised that you unexpectedly jumped out of the way. Let's go into some sort of combat situation.
Oh dear. This is not my strong point.
Basic speed 5.25.
Okay. It's very hard to write when your finger's on fire.
Well, if I survive this, I shall put some points into grabbing people. I've got wrestling at 9. It's just I've got terrible decks. So I've only got wrestling at 9.
Can you not use your strange powers of...
I don't have any strange powers, but if I did, they would make me very good at lifting heavy things. Like people in vac suits, but less good at grasping people in vac suits. If you need someone to hold open a closing bulkhead, I'm your man.
And what's basic speed go off?
I've forgotten dex and health, I think.
I think it is, yeah.
Dex and HT.
Okay. Yeah. What added
in fact,
together?
I can tell
added together
you.
And then divide by four.
Yeah. So mine's 5.5, yeah. But obviously at the moment I'm in the
HT index divided by four.
Well, that doesn't sound very much. Oh, that's because I didn't add them together. Okay.
Yes, that helps. Well,
you do need to actually add the two numbers together. Otherwise, it looks really, really silly.
Wow, okay, all right. 5.5. But they've done their action. What is your speed, Racine?
5.25.
And what's yours, Azan?
Mine is also 5.25. I'm happy for Racine to go first.
I guess highest dex would win ties. Otherwise, yeah, you can choose.
That highest dex will definitely be Racine.
Magrat is slightly slower because she's old, like.
Okay, so okay. I'm assuming I'm hearing Ozan say something.
Mm-hmm. I said, Ozan, looks like Ozan. Trouble here.
And then there's a clank, a loud clank, which you hear, as well as through the radio, as a marine, basically, or someone dressed in a marine armoured vac suit, has dropped down next to you. That was their action, because they were expecting you to do something. So it's Racine and Ozan. Racine first.
Okay, how far am I from that RS valve, just above the number two?
Well,
I'm
you were
somewhere
just
in that corridor, I guess. But.
To be honest, you'd already stepped back a bit to let Margaret do her thing. So you're, I don't know what these squares count as. Is that
1.5 meters? So
okay.
Cool.
So you are
to a yard and a half.
Yeah, yards and meters. We are going to basically have as the same thing in this. You're about 3 meters away.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. So that's more than a step.
Yes.
The things I want to do are step up to the hatch so that it opens.
Oh, it's already open. Sorry, I misunderstood. But you would have left that open, I would have thought.
Okay, in that case, step and change magazine.
Okay. Are you stepping basically between Ozan and the Marine?
I'm stepping up to the hatch.
Okay.
I'm planning to shoot through the hatch.
So no.
With this very extremely armor-piercing weapon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're manoeuvring. Again, I'm going to need some help with the GURPS. I have read the GURPS combat rules, but we'll forget them.
We'll
but basically, you are stepping and reloading. Or...
Effectively, yes.
Yeah, okay. That's nice. Sorry. Can't believe I burnt my finger.
I do not have fast draw magazines, so.
Azan, there is a. It's very hard to tell. You feel they look grumpy.
Displeased.
The loudspeaker from their vac suit saying, "Get off the ship! We haven't got anything you want!"
This person is in my face?
Yeah, well, you had more than enough time to sort of double step out of the way, so I would say you're near the airlock door at this point. So you're similarly about 3 metres away, a couple of squares down the corridor.
The fact that this person has a rifle makes me think, I can see Rosine is lining up with a ranged weapon, so getting in the way of that is probably a bad idea.
Oh, don't worry, you'll barely slow the rounds down.
That's reassuring.
Do you have any military to go training or anything, Azan? Have you ever been in the military or seen the military or...
The closest thing I have to fighting is a certain amount of scuffling in the process of breaking out of the facility in which I was temporarily inconvenienced.
Okay, one thing I would say is a relevant consideration here is, does the character have combat reflexes? Because that is pretty much, you have been in some fairly serious fights.
Nope.
Azan doesn't. This character doesn't particularly, as far as you can tell. They're not. I guess that was my question: is would you be able to recognise someone who's a competent?
Nope.
You don't know.
No, it's got a big. They've got a big suit. I mean, they've got a suit.
They're sort of swinging around. You can't at this point tell whether they're going to shoot or just point or what their plan is.
I should probably have drawn my pistol at some point while I was waiting here.
You can do that now if you like.
I think it's why not?
A free action to ready a weapon.
It is an action, but you can step and do an action.
So you can do that and...
What you can't do is draw a pistol and shoot with it in the same round, unless you have fast draw, things like that.
The other thing you could do is potentially... I mean, the other thing...
I might just full defence, actually.
Yeah, you could open the airlock behind you. You can't leap really into get space. Through the other door.
Yep. Leap into the umbilical.
Yeah, I mean, if this person has a powerful rifle, that might not help. It's my concern.
Airlocks are quite well defended. Not as well defended as the rest of the ship. But... Okay, so you are dodging.
I think I'm preparing to defend myself. Yeah, so right. Probably dodging. Yeah.
Jaffa is brief cut to Jaffa swimming in bliss while he tinkers with the
engine. So what Jaffa is planning on doing is because obviously he can hear at the very least what Azan and Rasa is saying. Is there any form of a ship's PA?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, Jaffa is going to say over the ship's PA, can you not shoot anything too much? It's going to take me at least an hour to fix your bloody engines, let alone before I fix anything else.
That is not what they were expecting you to say. I guess we'll have a reaction roll with that. Have you got any other... skill that you'd rather use instead of reaction?
So the problem I've got is the fact that I sound like...
a terrifying robot voice comes over the PA.
Yeah, terrifying robot voice comes over the PA. Eat lead, sucker.
I guess we'll just do a straight reaction. Now, I give you a bonus... because you're saying something surprising, but unfortunately that is more or less demolished by your terrifying voice.
Yeah.
So let's just have I guess I'll roll the reaction, won't I?
Do you want to roll it?
I probably should. Ow, shit. No, you roll it because my finger hurts.
Well, I've rolled 10. What are we looking for?
Well, I mean, that's kind of a neutral, but to be honest, he's already hostile.
So is he a professional spacer?
He's been around.
Because I get +3 for professional spacers.
Is that always or in situations where that's... I suppose this might be a situation.
I mean, he may or may not have respect for your sounding like a professional spacer. It's hard to be sure. That's up to the GM, I suspect.
I think it's probably... You're not, like, chumming him around in a bar. You're...
I'm not trying to chum him. I'm basically just trying to stop him shooting up his own ship while I'm fixing another part of his ship.
You have not made the situation worse, but I don't think you've defused it, I'm afraid. It was a good try, but it's still... It's still not enough to convince him.
Don't make me come back there and shoot you.
All right.
I'm sure that helps matters.
Margaret spins round and pulls the laser pistol or something suitable. I mean, beam weapons are probably the wise thing to use inside a ship.
Well, that's what I've got. Call me old-fashioned, Roger, but I feel that shooting holes in the ship is not a good idea. A slug thrower feels like
it's pretty hard to penetrate the hole. But you can try.
Well, remembering... Okay, I don't know what this ship's armour is in GURPS terms. You've given us Space DR-20 on the Harrier, which is DR-200 in normal GURPS.
Yeah, so it's pretty
and
hard
I'm not,
to
Even shoot. I'm not going to do 200 points in a single shot. Yet.
That's what I mean. These ships have they're not likely to... I mean, but your Harrier is quite... Even damaged, it's quite well armoured.
Internal partitions, that's not the matter.
Yes, yeah. This ship has not got armoured internal partitions. Margaret has pulled a laser pistol and stood behind Rosane, but can't really... Rosane's in the doorway.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
This guy, or girl, steps forward and levels his laser pistol at you, Ozan. his laser rifle. Let's see if he notices. Are you... you're quite unsubtle, aren't you, Rosane? So, as Rosane appears at the iris door, he spins to Rosane. I don't want to kill you. Just get off the ship. I will if I have to.
I think my answer is going to be opening fire.
Okay. Fair enough. Rosane, it's you next.
Okay, here's where we found out how much DR he has.
had, possibly.
Right, let's give... Let's see, he's pretty close. Probably about a minus one to hit. He's not quite in the same square.
Yeah.
Does that sound right? Minus one is up to 3 yards.
Yeah.
So, my skill is that...
He's not moving. So that's good news.
Damn, they never include the automatic fire table.
Are you doing, like, full auto?
God, yes.
Okay.
When is this going to happen?
What's your rate of fire?
Well, that's what I'm deciding.
Okay.
Sorry, I just need to check this particular bit. Because I haven't had a chance to use full auto in GURPS for a while now.
He's normal size, if that helps.
Okay. So, call it minus two for that. And
you haven't had any chance to aim, have you?
This is true.
273.
So, where is it?
Are you doing like an all-out attack, or just a normal attack?
Normal attack. Okay, I'll just do the number I remember, which is 4 rounds, which gives me a plus one to hit.
Yes, okay. Do you remember your recoil?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
It's one, strangely enough.
Go ahead.
Actually, no, it's three. Wow, that's way too much. Okay, big slow bullet. But what the hell, I've got lots of rounds. I'll do it anyway.
Okay, good luck.
So on that, that's a success by... and the plus one, so that will be 2 rounds hitting.
2 rounds hitting. He's got a dodge of 6.
So if he makes it exactly, he's dodged one. Each additional one he makes it by dodges another one.
Wasn't a bad roll, but it's not a 6.
He rolled 5.
He rolled an 8. So he does not dodge either round.
This will be large piercing, and his armour is at 1/3 its normal value.
What weapon are you using, Rusev?
Old Gauss
Core. That big combat shotgun.
Yep.
Yes, okay.
29.
I don't have Ultra Tech next to me. Does anyone have the...
I do. What are you after?
The damage resistance of an armoured vaccine.
I was just going to look it up for the damage resistance of my armoured vaccine.
I think it's probably 30/15. If it's Nanoweave vac suit.
It would be something along those lines, yes.
Yeah, I think the 15 is for slashing.
No, it's 18/6.
18/6.
The 18 is against piercing attacks like this one, but sorry, I did forget the multiplier. So,
which one is he using? Because I've got nanoweave back suit of DR-15 versus piercing and cutting.
Yeah, sorry, I was looking at the ballistic armors, but yeah, the vac suit's really different.
Yeah.
So it sounded like 15?
Sorry, hang on there. Nanoweave vac suit, I have 30/15.
Oh yeah, that's what's in plans, yes, okay. So 30 versus piercing.
Yeah, that's reduced to 10 in his case because I'm using an armor-piercing weapon. And the damage that comes into that against that 10 is 43 from the first round.
Right. He does not... I'm not going to calculate it. He does not have 43 hit points.
See, what you need to do now is roll to see what bit of him is blown off.
He's got health 11, so a very small amount of extra damage is going to kill him outright, I believe.
And the other one is a base of 23, so that's minus 10. So Sorry, it's been too long since I did this. I will be faster in future.
Yeah, well, it's all good practice.
15 points through on the second shot.
All right, that is a total of 58. No. Yes, 58 damage.
So,
he's into negatives.
When he hits 0 hit points, that is his unconsciousness check.
Okay.
When he hits minus 1 times his initial hit points, that is his first death check, and so on until his fifth death check, he will automatically fail.
So he'd have to be at minus 55, which he haven't quite done.
He just has to make a whole bunch of death checks.
I'm just going to say he dies. I'm sorry. do you want
Or you could just say he's very unconscious and he's going to bleed out unless somebody does something.
Well, that was a lot of damage. Well, let's see where you hit him. If you hit him sort of central mass, he's dead. If it's a limb, he's potentially fixable.
Let me just find a hit location table, which is also, bizarrely, not on this character sheet, you bastards.
No.
Unless somebody else has one, but I think...
Okay. Hit location table? Yeah. Roll me 3d6.
Okay, that will be a 15 and a 10.
That's hand and torso, respectively.
And the second hit didn't do nearly as much damage, did it? So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. The first hand, hit is off.
But that will cap to some fraction of his hit points, which I
think
check.
It's like a fifth, isn't it?
Already? Yeah.
Either way, he's unconscious.
The hand is not there anymore. Mm-hmm. There is a kind of a whoosh as an iris closes, maintaining the vac suit seal. And then you hit him in the chest, and he drops to the floor. It's probably a good thing that the first shot was to the hand. In fact, he's probably got a reasonable chance of still being alive at that point.
I think he's got a fighting chance.
Yeah, he has. It's
Sorry, I'll do better next time.
No. We quite like prisoners who aren't dead.
He drops his rifle, and then he drops to the floor.
The other two rounds, I'm sorry to say, will have gone into the hold and probably spilled syrup everywhere.
This is where you discover quite how sticky super syrup is. It is incredibly sticky. There are probably some suitable applications for it. He drops to the floor, kind of quietly. Mm-hmm. There's no blood leaking from him because his vac suit was kind of sealed. There's some lights on it indicating it's doing some medical work.
Kick away the rifle.
You kick away the rifle. There are screams from the cabin next door. Margaret nods at Rosane. Not bad. And turns back to the cache. Picks one more little crystal out of it.
I will crouch over this man and start having a look on a first aid kind of...
Yeah, sure, you've probably got a better chance of that than me. I always want to bandage the tail. I will go and reassure the rest of the crew.
Yeah, please do. We are applying first aid. Not terribly successfully, however.
Okay, the suit's probably doing a better job than you are, to be honest. But you can tell...
Unless you critically fail.
Was that a
complete
fail?
I rolled a 14 over 12.
Okay, all right. What you can tell is...
I've not got my gear with me.
He is still alive. How still alive or whatever, you don't know, but he's not dying in there.
Rather scarily, assuming you actually have a first aid kit, you are first aiding him, and it is working. It's just not working as well as it could.
Well,
at the very least, he should be able to stop the blood, unless he fumbled.
Well,
if I've got time to start pulling out first aid kit and stuff.
Unless
you
actually have to fumble and then fumble again... at this tech level, to actually really have a good chance of killing somebody
medical tech's pretty impressive.
You'll be pleased to know that, Nick. Obviously, you know, with the...
It's good to know for your future escapade.
Well, no, I was just thinking from a Dr. Crowther point of view, but that's
Space Dr. Crowther, please. You think you've stopped them. You don't know if it was you or all the drugs the suit is pumping into him or what. Mm-hmm. You've picked some bits off. He seems all right. He's definitely lost his hand, you're pretty sure, because you can't find it anywhere, and it's not where he would normally keep them.
Basically, and there's an iris that's shut completely tight at the wrist.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, even with your first aid, you learn that. Rusain, you go over to the cab. What are you sort of shouting through the intercom, or are you opening the door? Or what?
I will open the door, casually holding the shotgun in my right hand because I've honestly forgotten that I still have it readied, but I'm not pointing it at them. Probably pointing at the deck. And so, sorry about that. One of your chaps wanted to be a hero. We're patching him up.
Malcor, I told him. We didn't mean anything. I wasn't trying anything, I promise.
Any of you any good with medicine?
Chap at the back steps forward.
What
happened?
Lost his hand. Bloody good with engineering, I can tell you that.
He had a kinetic energy incident.
What the hell have they done to this?
Beady, beady.
you got a med pack in there, fetch it out, would you?
Lifts the suit up, takes the helmet off. God, he's still alive. It's clear they have some sort of relationship. So they're clearly emotionally involved. And, I mean, this ship doesn't have a med bay, but...
I probably didn't even bring a med kit with me, so I was literally just kind of...
There's some stuff on your suit, at least.
Yeah, I've slapped a patch somewhere. It's not really done anything.
He put a patch on his leg.
Yeah,
Do the job. Yeah.
So it's a nicotine patch.
Can you help me move him? Of course. The guy says to you. Yeah, okay.
Hang on, let me find out. Yes, I can.
I will move him with my brain.
No, I pick up the man in the armoured suit. Okay. Where would you like him?
just up here. I've got some supplies.
Yeah, I will carry him over.
None of us wanted him to try. He was in the wars.
Yeah.
There's been lots of wars. So
people do stupid things.
He didn't want to lose our stuff.
He's probably been better tungsten reinforced amorphous metal penetrator before.
Jaffa, would you like to make an engineering roll?
Oh, yes.
Or whatever, a mechanic? Maybe a mechanic.
Well, whichever you'd prefer me, really.
Well, you're repairing, I guess. It's more mechanic. Whatever your best mechanic is.
What the hell is it? Did I put these together? Did I help? Right, hang on a minute. Engineering starships, engineering repair. Mechanic high performance spacecraft.
That will be it.
It's all the same bloody... Actually, no, my engineering starships is slightly better. But
yeah, but engineering is more designing them.
Yeah.
So that's 9 under 15.
Yeah, you are very into optimising this ship. Yeah. All it cost them was a hand.
Well, we can rebuild him.
I mean, but why... nobody has done it this way for 150 years.
They clearly don't have a competent
engineer. What the hell are they doing here?
They need a Kaylee. They've got the guy who was on Serenity before Kaylee.
Pastor?
Yeah, yes, possibly.
I'm remembering from the card game here. But
who is supposed to be your engineer?
So you stomp back to the front. Margaret is packing her stuff in a kind of a small space satchel. The sort of thing that Ford Prefect has. Well, I got what we came for, so it's up to you where we go now. Very competent, well done.
I feel like we should at least find out why they were acting so suspicious.
Yeah, what are they smuggling? What are you guys smuggling?
Okay, so you're back at the cabin. Well, so you've kind of let them out a bit because one of them's working on
their lover. The other three will keep in the cabin for now.
Until you're addressing Captain Slimo?
Yes, but the crowd as a whole, you know. Obvious, yeah. Nobody with a legit cargo like that flies the way you flew. What are you smuggling? I mean, we don't want to take the time to tear the ship apart looking for it. Why don't you just tell us?
We're just nosy, you understand?
Intimidate check. I'm going to give you +4 because it's not just the captain you're intimidating, so one of them might crack. And you've just shot their friend's hand off. I'm just going to get some more beer to dip my finger in it.
Excellent. I will grab a quick drink as well.
Well, Well, I have basically had far, far, far too much rum and coke tonight, so.
Well, that's why I took a gas call with armor-piercing ammunition.
Yep, and then you shot holes in their syrup.
Well, yes.
To be fair, it's not our syrup.
It could be.
Well, I mean, it might become the generic hour, assuming that, you know, if you can manage to persuade them.
Part of the Abyss Enterprises corporate family.
Yes. Now, I just get this, Jaffa is basically an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
If he's not in the engine, he wants to be in the engine. he can shoot really well and, you know, he can fast draw and so on and so forth. But what the hell have you done there? How can you have it that far out of alignment?
Yeah, don't they usually blow up before you get that far?
Yeah. I mean, it's basically like, I mean, you'll appreciate this, Roger. My all-time favourite is looking at a computer, thinking, okay, that timing's out of whack. Connecting it to the UPS and realizing it's over 5 seconds out. And then they're wondering why this particular server has been falling over in a crumpled heap going wibble, wibble, wibble every time they actually try and run backups on it. So, strange that.
I wonder how much that man weighs.
Well, less than he used to.
You're very true. What is my basic lift? Currently 45. Okay.
Hello. Sorry.
Okay, I was about to make an intimidation roll.
Yes.
Which is an 8 out of 19, which is not a critical this time.
19? Because of your plus 4.
Well, because of my charisma bonus and the other bonuses you gave me.
And the fact you scared the shit out of them so far. In a nice way. Okay, the cat kind of slumps. And her colleague, probably the co-pilot, puts hand on her shoulder. Good cab, it's the best way out. And she looks up at you. Look, we're in real trouble. You've got to help us out if I tell you.
Well, if you choose to become part of the Abyss corporate family, obviously that would change a whole lot of things.
Okay.
In engineering, you can hear some swearing.
Wires are pulled out. Okay, bottom of crate 87 of syrup. There's a little secret compartment. In there we got some farmer. I mean, is it nothing bad? Not some farmer, as in... I mean, pharmacological items rather than someone who produces wheat for a living. It's nothing bad, it's just, it's illegal on the world we're heading to.
Well, everything's illegal somewhere. Starting with me.
Whom amongst us?
There's four crates of it.
I don't mean Vargr or pirates or anything, I mean just me, personally.
if you take it, we've probably got enough left to make the trip worth it.
How much do we know about pharmacy between us?
I don't know. What do you know about pharmacy?
I know first aid for Vargr. I do have merchant, which would normally
merchant
be the appraisal.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I pass merchant also, yeah.
Yeah, normal success.
Drugs, what you do know is that drugs, like not illegal drugs, but just pharmacological drugs, are generally worth their weight in gold, almost literally. Now, it doesn't sound like there's a ton of them here, but they're just... The other thing, what did you make it by?
One.
One. And you made it by two, Azan. Okay, well, it probably wouldn't occur to Rosane, but Azan, they are also, you know, they've all got batch numbers. They're relatively easily trackable, but they're worth a lot.
What is this stuff? What are they taking down there?
I don't know. I'm no doctor. I just... We picked it up. We were going to deliver it to Ogma. Just... But you take it. It's
Give us a look. Oh, well, bring me some. I'm still helping out with this fella.
We may not know details of pharmacology, but we could probably look up the name of it in the ship's database or something like that.
That's what I'm thinking. Can we? If I want to know what's going on. Who is paying them to bring this? And is this something we actively want them to be taking there? In which case, maybe we want to be encouraging this sort of behaviour.
It's basically a mixed bag of medical supplies, but quite expansive, like anti-cancer drugs, immunotherapy medications. Stuff would be quite hard to get by proper channels. It's basically black market medicines.
But pretty legit medicines is what we're feeling.
No narcotics, let's put it that way.
It doesn't feel like it's kind of for a luxury market here. You know, this is not your enhancements.
There's also... if you look in, they've got.
I'm not asking her. This is just my mental process as I look at the stuff.
As she leads you to them, in the low berths, she says there's some stuff in there too.
I'll have a poke in there.
There are some frighteningly shaped, kind of rubber plastic, slightly mechanical objects, which. I don't know how Varga feel about robotic sex aids for humans. But it looks like
what do you expect from a monkey?
Exactly.
They're practically bonobos, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. They do it all the time. Well, they don't wait till they're on heat or anything like that.
So here's my question.
There are about... be specific about it, you... there are about 15 tons of robotic sex aids hidden in the low berths.
That's way more than we put in the low berths.
Some of them are very heavy.
In steerage, so not just the low berths, in some of the uninhabited
habitats. Yeah,
they're all made of uranium.
Yes.
Keeps them warm.
And glow in the dark.
Yeah. With a nice silicone coating for safety.
You do retrieve the pharmaceuticals as well.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Have a look at them, you know. Okay, just to see what... We want to see what are they doing here.
Or any other relevant thing for both of those things to give me a rough appraise for what they might be worth.
Yes.
Okay. Azan?
By 8 and by 2.
So you both have a look at the pharmacological stuff. That's like a million... Probably. The sex aids, probably worth much more than the syrup and the ore. You're looking at probably 10,000 a ton.
Mm-hmm.
Any fence is going to take a lot of that. Good thing about sex aids, less trackable. people are less keen on them. Admitting where they got them from.
So here's my question for these people. I mean the whole Raiders thing is slightly going off as I get involved, but how are you losing money on this stuff?
Well, we weren't. This was our... we blew all our savings on this. We remortgaged the ship. I know the syrup and the ore, that's a cover. We'll make a bit of money on it, but the pharmacologicals and the other stuff.
Yeah, looks like decent stuff. Are you going to be able to cover the repairs, though? I mean, from what our expert is saying here, it sounds like things are in pretty rough shape.
Get us back on our feet. We could hire on a decent engineer.
I fix what I can.
What kind of pirates are you, anyway?
Get back in, you blasted thing!
Darby gets like this.
Smash, yeah. Square peg, round hole.
Well, as...
Square oxygen cylinder nozzle, round adapter.
Look, I...
I
don't do the talking, there's reasons for that. But as our esteemed leader has said, there may be opportunities for people with a certain degree of intelligence and an eye for the main chance. I will bow to this conversation at this point.
I mean, we can
have a patient to help.
I mean, from a practical perspective, they would be on board, and it is a good way to shift goods that you have nicked without taking the Harrier to a port, because they have a big old hold.
They can always say, we bought this on Thieve, we didn't know it was nicked, the name of the world was not a clue to us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and they can go to worlds that are more hostile to Drinex, for instance. Okay, well...
It is just Rusain being soft-hearted, but he's actually inclined to let them keep their goods.
Yeah, we don't need it.
Well,
it's the first, you know, give them...
Maybe of the smuggled stuff goes to us, but maybe the other, they keep the rest.
All right, bit of a tithe.
Yeah.
Margaret... is pretty impressed with how you've handled this, to be honest. No deaths, minimal violence. There was an unexpected attack. You keep their detailed. I'm going to add the Sasende as an asset that you have on the campaign tracker. Basically, this is now a trader ship that you can use as a kind of intermediary to sell stuff that you've fenced.
They are likely to pick up more information on ship movements than we can gather on our own just by, you know, listening into navigational chatter in
they
systems
are,
where we aren't.
Yes. No distress signal was sent, much like the Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. And so no one knows who you are or anything currently. Mm-hmm. That was a pretty successful trip. To cut it slightly short, Margaret knows someone on Marduk Downport. And so, I mean, you could take it yourself, or you could send over the to sell the stuff. It will save them a bit of trouble to sell the farmer. They'll have to sell the other stuff elsewhere.
That does seem like the sort of thing that needs quite careful handling, so that it doesn't get traced back.
Yeah.
If she's got contacts of some kind.
Yeah.
And she knows a chap called Arlinur on Marduk Downport, who she suggests to you would be handy to know for future difficult stuff to shift. You're going to get a fraction of what you would, you know, what it's worth.
Yeah.
But we're going to get it and not get the filth.
Exactly. Yeah. So
sorry, space filth.
Yeah. Now, and of course, we're partly setting up. This is the first contact with this person.
Yes.
There will be more contacts.
And Margaret is going to stay at Marduk Downport. She's got a few contacts there. And the Sasende goes on its way. She does give you some of the jewellery that she recovered. So between that and the 250 grand of farmer that you you took yourself... You get, you get, with the jewellery as well, you're going to come out about 70,000 credits on top.
Nice.
Not amazing.
No, but solid.
But solid.
More importantly, they are not going to miss jump for at least another 4 or 5 times for jumping that they would have done otherwise.
Not only that, you've gained the Sasende as an asset, as well as Margaret has been impressed with you enough that she's going to sort of come on board as sort of an advisor. Not on board, literally on board the ship.
Yeah.
But
an advisor.
You can ask some.
We can ask her help.
Well, she's got a lot of contacts that would be helpful, You also have Erlinur. Which I can spell for you if you like. Who is
please do, my notes.
On Marduk Downport. You don't sort of meet personally, but you talk on the VidCon.
We wear masks or something for, anonymity. Yeah.
Well, for his protection as well. It's AIRLINWR.
Okay.
And again, he just knows a lot of people and knows a lot of places to get a lot of stuff gone. Do bear in mind you owe King Oleb 10% of whatever you get.
Sure.
But that was this was all in the third week.
That's pretty good.
So what's that? That gives you like 63 grand you have earned. Assuming you are paying King Oleb.
I don't see any reason to betray him at this stage.
Yes.
No, I think, you know.
Not the first month. Then the betrayal will be so much the sweeter.
I feel like that was pretty good.
Yeah. You drop off that with that went much better than I thought it would. I must say, the marine in battle armor just rolled randomly to see what the complication was on the Sesendai, and it was one of the crew members is an ex-marine and is very happy to resist the borders. Good job. I mean, I don't going to sound too surprised, but you did. You didn't kill anyone. You didn't steal all that much, but you did all right.
Well, I feel that was good because. I felt like checking what they were really smuggling was important to know what sort of people we were dealing with.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
you've earned their trust, you saved their life. He did attack, the captain genuinely didn't realise he was going to try that.
Yeah, people do stupid things, you know. No hard feelings, you know. God, maybe from him, but not for us.
I've been punished for all the stupid things that I've done.
And you have. Probably the most valuable thing you've got is a trader that can sell stuff that you not necessarily can.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that from my point of view, I think is the biggest thing is that actually having them as a good contact, where we can vent stuff through.
This is nicely in genre as well, because the thing of you meet someone, you have a bit of a scrap, and then you shake hands and you're good friends afterwards is
yes, exactly. Yeah. You are those kind of pirates. It's also, you know, if you need an incognito ship, you could probably borrow this one. Probably. Super. Well,
and
done.
We've
well, that
given
was
ourselves
handy.
A bit of a dry run. Yeah.
Well, that's the tutorial mission, which can go in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, I can see.
But really, it's over to you at this point, where you go and what you do. I'm willing to seed with some.
How much do we need to generate per month?
Quite a lot. Well, it's 10,000 pounds. 10,000 pounds. 10,000 credits for maintenance. If you get your own fuel, that gets very expensive, which is why Rosane has been desperately trying to get you to go to Gas Giants every so often. There are other expenses that I haven't quite... I didn't jot them all down. But very roughly 10,000 credits.
And we
plus.
Made 60-something thousand, 63,000 this time.
That's subtracting the 10 grand you owe to King Oleg, assuming you give it to him.
No, which at the moment we're going to. If we are looking at fixing bits of the ship, how much are we looking at for a full ship's...
A lot. So it's 5 mega credits, but the great 5 million credits per repair. But the huge bulk of that is the fact that it is exotic laminates and alloys that you no longer have access to. So if you find a source of that, that would be much cheaper. In fact, probably you could do most of that yourself, Chaffer.
Yeah.
To be honest, that's kind of
Jaffa's thought, because I'm kind of sort of riffing slightly on the thing, but I'm kind of assuming that he helped bring it back up to speed anyway.
He was
on the actual, he was on Drynax, and he's an annoying git, but
I would say some of your ship shares that you spent were more your time and effort going into that.
Yes, exactly. So,
Well, you all, including Sam, get 2 character points for that. In fact, I'm going to give you all 3 because that was actually an incredibly successful.
Okay,
mission.
So
including the one that Ozan got for absolutely cocking up.
Amazing. It's awesome.
But wait, do I get...
So you get four.
Three plus... I get four. Oh, sweet.
Because that was... I was much less incompetent than I was expecting it to be.
Me too. Especially when I looked at my skills and look at a marine in my face.
Well, danger sense is it's undervalued.
Good. Yeah.
Well, this isn't going to help your overconfidence, is it?
I don't have overconfidence. No, but some people. Oh, everyone else does.
Well, well done, everyone.
Thank you.
Again, it's largely up to you where you go. I can interject, but what happened last time was I ended up, because you were a bit lost, kept interjecting, and I'm going to try and keep that to a minimum.
Yeah, so. We need to be being more proactive on this, don't we?
Just have a think about. But the sort of things you've been doing is exactly the sort of thing you need to do. If we have a look
through the briefing for the subsector and what sort of world is nearby and so on.
Yeah, and work out things like what sort of trade is likely to be happening so we can think about.
Yeah, where you are now, you are roughly on the Imperium to the Florian League trade route.
Can we spend points? This is a really stupid question.
I'm going to say when you're in jump space, which you will be soon, I think it's fair to spend points.
Because obviously we've now got 5
Depending
points.
Depending on what you're spending them on.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd rather it was on skills you just used or some reason. Again, justified to me.
I have some points left over from generation for skills that I think I probably should have had, but I'll contact you about that.
I mean not being funny about it, you're an experienced spacer, cargo handling is kind of
freight handling may come into this. I mean, you didn't do a lot of we need to get this cargo off this ship onto our ship, which is a surprising pain in the arse when they just sent a distress signal to the nearest high port. It didn't happen in this one, but it might be.
But it could. Yeah,
it might. It will at some point. Investing in some equipment that moves cargo quickly.
I mean, that's one of the things that I think we kind of half talked about was basically potentially having things like sleds or something like that.
Well, we've got this weird configuration on the Harrier in particular.
Very much so. So yeah,
but you've got your fuel scoop, so you can always get them to eject the cargo and then fly into it. Is one option, but it's not ideal. Yeah. Anyway, we can have a think about that. I won't keep you any longer.
Thank you, Nick.
Oh, thank you.
No, thank really you for making my day better. Everyone.
Oh, do you know that has definitely made my day. So there we are.
Ditto.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye, everybody.